Hello, you mob. This is a message from the mob called CSIRO. We are scientists. Today we're going to talk about gas here in the Northern Territory and that thing called fracking. We'll talk about what things can happen when fracking is done. Everyone in the Northern Territory needs groundwater. People cannot live and work without it. People drink it, and so do cattle. People grow food with groundwater. Farming mob and tourism mob and gas drilling mob all need that water too. There is lots of groundwater deep underground in a place named Beetaloo. Beetaloo is southeast of Katherine. Before gas drilling mob can start their work, the CSIRO mob must learn more and more about that groundwater. Where is that groundwater? That Beetaloo groundwater is underneath a wide area of country. The groundwater has been there deep underground for a very long time, from dreaming time about 500 million years ago. Beetaloo groundwater is inside a rock named limestone. This water moves slowly through tiny cracks and holes in that rock. The gas that the gas drilling mob want to get is from much deeper underground. The CSIRO mob have already looked at some water bores in Beetaloo. We looked very hard at small amounts of that water, which is named samples. This is called testing. We studied those water samples very carefully to know where that groundwater is and where it came from and how much groundwater there is. We also measured that groundwater to learn what kinds of other things named chemicals are in the water. There are chemicals in groundwater and also chemicals in rivers and creeks. Some of those chemicals have been in that groundwater for a long, long time. Some of those chemicals are named environmental traces. The CSIRO mob use these traces to measure the groundwater. Testing groundwater before the gas drilling mob drill in Beetaloo tells us what is natural. When the CSIRO mob studied all of these things, what did we learn? What did the environmental traces tell them? The traces told us how old that groundwater is. The traces told us how quickly water from rain, lakes, and rivers goes deep down into that limestone rock. And those traces told us where that groundwater is going through that limestone rock. Then the CSIRO mob used computers to learn more about all that water. We made computer pictures of that water and rock deep underground. What did the CSIRO mob learn? We learned that the water coming out of all of those bores was good enough for cattle to drink and for farmers to use to grow food to eat. We also learned that water from most bores is good enough for people to drink without getting sick. Water from three bores had too much of that natural chemical called radionuclides. If people drink that water, they might get sick from it. There are some rules named Australian Drinking Water Guidelines. Those rules tell the CSIRO mob what water is good for people to drink and what water is bad for people. That is how we know that the water from those three wells is bad for people to drink. Thank you for listening. We'll tell you more about this later.